You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. Welcome to episode 40 of the podcast, if you don't count the live-action specials we did. I'm your host, John Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Dad Peanut.
Hey!
And welcome. We're now still in the throes of the Alabasta arc. We're getting to the midpoint, I think. I had to redo the math on how many episodes we have left to cover. And we actually have, I think, maybe one less to do than I thought. And more on the next one, because I just did the math like totally wrong on that one. But yeah, how are you feeling about the Alabasta arc so far?
So far, it's a complete sucker punch in how shit's going down.
Yeah, I think the Straw Hats very narrowly escaped a watery grave or being eaten by a giant banana gator. Not much has changed since we last recorded, other than if you guys remember my little hospital trip, I found out, no, I did not get an infection from my oral surgery. I had a stomach bug. And you know how I know I had a stomach bug? One of my managers at work got it too. Same symptoms.
Oh no.
Yep, he caught it from me. So that's how I knew that it was a stomach bug. And I, as of yesterday, though this record, as of recording, I am completely on the mend. I am so much better now. So if last episode I sounded a little lethargic, not as with it, that was why. But I am better now. And what a time to be better, because we are in the 40th episode of this podcast and still in the middle of Alabasta. Let's move that needle along, though, shall we?
Oh, hell yeah.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 176, Rush.
And we got Chopper in his humanoid form, feeding all the little lambs and goats.
I wonder if that's the end of Django's Dance Paradise, because we haven't gone back to that in a while. Maybe that really was the end.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll look it up while you're reading, and I'll tell you. So, speaking of which, it's your turn. So, when we last left off, Luffy and crew escaped from the clutches of Crocodile as he tried to drown them in the sea of gators. But Crocodile went back and found out not only did they escape, but they had to leave a snarky note on the seemingly corpse of Mr. Three that said, "See you later, crap gator." And but now we're gonna see the events leading up to that. So, Austin, you are beginning.
Thaw, she blows, as the banana gator to shoot out this big ball. Is it a key? It doesn't look like a key. What is that thing? Wax, wax, ball, and oh, it's opening up. Open! What a... It's a miracle! What? Hey, that's... It's three! Three! Mr. Three! What were you doing inside that gator? And smoke up.
I wonder what's inside that wonder ball. Oh, it's just Mr. Three.
I'm alive! I thought it was a goner for sure. Crocodile thinks he got rid of me, but he underestimated me. The moment that monster swallowed me, I used every last ounce of my power to form a wax wax ball by sealing myself inside. I managed to survive.
And before we continue, yes, I can confirm the final installment of Django's Dance Paradise was 172. We are done with it. A brilliant move, if I do say so myself. But what stuck to this? What's this stuck to my wax wax ball? A key? Ah, it's you guys! It's the key! Give it! What? This key? Wait, a room filling up with water, a steel cage, and a key! Aha! I see what's going on here. Okay, Mr. Three, be a good boy, hand over the key. Here you go, as he tosses it. What the? I don't know who you are, but you seem to be their friend. If you want the key, go find it. And try not to get eaten in the process. Oh, what a jerk. He sure catches on fast. Sanji, we're running out of time. Don't jerk me around. Wait, Sanji! Maybe we can use his wax wax powers to make a duplicate key.
And, oh, Mr. Three actually goes along and said, "Not bad, Kinderhead. Thanks. Oh, he kicked him right in the face. Oh, honey, there's no time. The passageway they went down must lead in the direction of Alubarna. But it's crawling with banana gators." And, well, that takes care of that. I saw the banana gator's been beaten.
Yeah, it's not even
wrong. Aren't there any more? Hey, I'm not as strong as when I'm wet. I couldn't even handle one of them. It's okay. Those two aren't normal.
Oh, wait. Luffy beat them up.
And up. The walls are starting to crack. Hey, the wall broke. Morons, you overdid it. The passageway is busted. Let's get out of here. And what a flutter. Ah, blast. Oh, Usopp. I'll put his head on a rock.
And then we're back outside as Sanji recovers Luffy. You alive, Luffy? As he's making him spit out water because he's waterlogged. Sheesh, people with Delafruit sure have some rotten weaknesses. And Vivi's pulling Usopp by the nose again. Usopp, get up. What do you think you're doing, Usopp? Help us out. And Zoro's rescued Smoker. Whoa, Smoker, why'd you save him, Zoro? It wasn't my decision. He would have been fine on his own. Forget it. Let's hurry and go. We lost a lot of time. Can we still make it, Vivi? I don't know. Nami, do you still have that perfume you bought in Nanohana? Yes, why? Put it on. Like this? She sprays herself as Sanji goes faint. Oh, it's like falling in love and going to heaven. Yeah, then stay there. Roar, Nora, Zoro! As Smoker hits Zoro, but blocks the sword. Why did you save me?
And as so blocks it, he looks back. So, save him. Oh, he's the enemy. Leave him. But if we leave him, he'll die. He'll sink like an anchor. I know, but oh, it was Luffy ordered it. Oh, you don't owe me anything. It was Captain's orders. I'd have let you drown. As Smoker thinks back. Then, you won't mind if I do my duty now? See, I knew this would happen if you rescued him. Did you find a straw hat? Yes, Captain Smoker's with him right now. Let's back him up. Gather the troops. Yes, sir. Okay, let's make for Alubarna as fast as our legs will carry us. Oh, Thera. Where's the crocodile? Whoa, Smokes. You still want to fight? As... Ah, it's Smoker. Don't do it, Luffy. Let's run. Is this kid for real?
As Luffy gets ready to fight Smoker, but Smoker doesn't seem want to do that. And then the Marines are fast approaching behind. This way, hurry!
Go. What? Just this once. I'll let you get away. But next time we meet, Straw Hat, you're dead meat.
Luffy responds to that just by staring. There they are! There's the Straw Hat Pirates! As the rest of the Straw Hats panic and they start going. The Navy's coming! Which way to Alabarna? That way, due east. Luffy, what are you doing? Come on!
Okay.
We got you this time. You know, I kinda like you. get out of here, as he stripes at Luffy. Yikes! After them, they're getting away! Captain, aren't you gonna go after them? No, I'm too tired. What? Yes, sir. We call our men. We'll catch up with those pirates later. In contact HQ, have every ship in the region set sail for Alabasta. You're calling for reinforcement? But sir, do you think the pirates would do that just to catch a few lousy pirates? Do you think I care what the brass thinks? No, sir. As he runs off, I'll get right on it, sir. Go, hurry. And Chopper sniffs. Yes, this is the way. The smell of Nami's perfume is getting stronger. Oh, we're not gonna run all the way to Alubarna, are we? Hey, where'd my eyelashes go? Under a stable's a rain base. Let's grab some horses. But the Navy's all around town. Relax, look up ahead.
There they are, hey! You guys! And the chopper's on a
never
giant
been
crab.
So shiny.
A crab? Look at Usopp's eyes. He has crab eyes talks as he's screaming. The chopper, it's a crab mover. Looks tasty. Hop on. We can ride that thing? Wow. That's one awesome ride. What's with the creepy leer? He's Eyelash's friend. This is Eyelash's hometown. He has lots of friends around here, but they're strange. Excellent. Crab movers bury themselves in the sand, so they're rarely seen.
Yeah, beats running.
Okay, let's go. Giddy up. as the giant crab moves sideways, but uh-oh. Oh, some hook snacks Vivi.
That's not just any hook.
It's Crocodile's hook. Vivi, stop it, Chopper. Vivi, it's him. You jerk, as Luffy grabs onto the hook. Luffy! Oh, that idiot. Luffy! Go out without me, I can handle this. And no one pen of Crocodile's intimidating glare.
To be continued in One Piece Volume 20. And then
here we got a map of Alabaster.
And basically the summary of their journey thus far.
Will they make it to Alubarna?
Well,
we'll find out.
And you'll find out in... Well, maybe not that chapter, but our next one happens to be Chapter 177, 30 million versus 81 million.
And it looks like Usopp's dressed pretty fancy for a hike. And he's got a dog dressed up like him, too, and they're both...
They're both snacking on the Gabagool.
Gabagool?
You've never heard of Gabagool? You live in Jersey. What the hell's wrong with you?
Gabagool.
You're Jersey, and how do you know and not know a never mind. I don't care. All right, so it's my turn to start.
Yep.
And so when we last left off, Vivi was about to be grabbed by a Crocodile, but at the last second, Luffy swapped places with her, and Crocodile's now pulling Luffy towards him instead. Take care of Vivi! Make sure she gets to Alubarna! Luffy, be careful! There are two of them! Vivi's still panting after being nearly grabbed herself, but Luffy looks not fazed, and neither does Zoro. Ah, crazy kid. Keep going, Chopper! It's Alubarna! Gotcha! Zoro, are you abandoning Luffy? Luffy, it's okay, Vivi. He'll be all right. Crocodile's the one to worry about. Luffy's going up against some pretty tough customers, and he's still the one still standing. Listen, Vivi. Luffy's going to keep Crocodile busy so he can get away. The moment the rebels took off, the clock started counting down on this kingdom's fate. If the royal army and the rebels clash, Alabasta's finished.
You're the only hope of preventing that, which means you have to survive, no matter what happens to the rest of us. But... And Luffy falls. Oof! Vivi, this is something you started. 7 years ago, you left Alabasta to take on the shadowy group whose true nature you didn't know. But you're not fighting alone anymore. Vivi, don't worry, I'm with you. Usopp is terrified.
His legs are shaking, of course.
Luffy, as Vivi shouts, I'll be waiting for you in Alubarna. Kay! Turn the page.
And then the crab mover gets away as Luffy still sitting on the ground. You know, like exactly how Yakuza minions do after you beat the crap out of them. Looks like Princess Vivi got away. Miss All Sunday and Crocodile are looking him down. No matter. Our agents are gathering Alubarna. Get word to them immediately. And now your time has come, Straw Hat. Luffy gets back up. Vivi's strength isn't in her muscles. It's in her heart. She's always trying to help others. Huh?
And Luffy puts his Straw Hat back on. She feels compassion for everybody. So she never stops fighting. She doesn't want a single person to get killed in this rebellion. No casualties. This world is full of peace-loving fools like her. Easy for someone who's never been in a real battle, don't you agree? That's right, as the crab keeps crawling away. But as long as you're still around, she'll kill herself trying to stop you. So I'm gonna finish you here. How noble of you. But you're incorrigible, fool boy. You gave your life to help some stranger you befriended. I deserted dozens of fools like you. In that case, you're the fool, and... Oh, a vein starts to twitch on Quagga's face. As Miss All Sunday laughs. What are you laughing at?
You wanna die too, Nico Robin?
If that's your wish, so be it. But you promised not to call me by that name.
Where are you going?
On to Alubarna.
That woman's a mystery, even to me.
See, that's why I don't feel bad about accidentally slipping her name, because I remember this chapter where he let that name slip.
Huh?
As a hourglass is tossed next to Luffy's foot. And you can hear the sand. It's so quiet, you can hear the sand in the hourglass going down.
Let's have at it. I'll give you 3 minutes, but no more. Any complaints?
No, fine by me.
V, gum, gum, as Luffy winds back his fist. Pistol! And no. Well, not only does Crocodile dodge it, but he starts turning into sand. And he forms close to Luffy where he swipes him in the face with his hook. Gum, gum.
Stamp as he kicks Crocodile in the head, but he dissipates in the sand so he doesn't take any damage from it. Yet there's just a giant hole of sand where his head used to be. But as you know, with Logia Devil Fruit users, that doesn't mean shit.
Throw everything you've got at me, Straw Hat, but you'll never
gum gum gumming as he starts poking more holes in him. But as we know, that's not going to do anything. Or does it?
And Crocodile soon reforms. Darn sand monster! Listen, Straw Hat, your mosquito-like attack can never bazooka! Oh, and a big cloud of sand just blows out Crocodile's back. Crap! As he winds back his foot now, battle axe and punch, kicks him right into the ground.
You know, when someone told Luffy to pound sand, I don't think this is what they had in mind.
Oh no!
And then there's just silence, and then you just hear the wind. And then Luffy literally starts pounding sand. Take that and that. Are you squashed now, you rotten sand croc? And then Crocodile reforms behind him.
I told you, you're wasting your time. You creep. No matter how much you try, Rubber Man, you'll never.
And then Luffy punches him in the face while he's monologuing. But again, that doesn't do anything because he immediately reforms his head. What's that? You trying to say something, Croc? And Crocodile just gets angrier and angrier. And that's the end of the chapter.
Another SBS corner, this time with the giants.
It's with the bent sword and the bent axes and their shields to make SBS. Because it's a new volume, that's why.
Okay, should I be the reader or do you want to be the reader?
You usually take a reader first.
Okay. To all you good children reading the question corner, how are you? Good, you're very energetic. Today, a friend has come to visit. His name is Ichiro. Welcome. That's the applause. Thanks for coming. Okay, let's have a little Ichiro introduce this feature. Go ahead.
Ah, the day has finally come. Let's begin the question corner. How are you, everybody? Okay, then. Let's burst the Spinola! I'm a failure.
And I can't read any of that.
Huh? Oh, okay, I get it. This is a question from One Piece reader in Taiwan, but since it's written in kanji characters, I think I can make sense of it. It probably goes like this. Except for Nami, why do all the crew members of the always wear the same clothes? Well, there are a lot of reasons for that. First of all, they have several of the same outfit, and Nami doesn't give them much of a clothing allowance either. Something like that.
Oh, that's an hilarious explanation. Oda sensei, if Luffy, Zoro, Usopp, Nami, and Sanji were animals, what would they be?
Well, the first answer won't surprise you in the slightest. Luffy's a monkey, Zoro's a shark, Usopp's an armadillo, Nami's a cat, and Sanji's a duck, I think. But the one I feel the most confident about is Chopper. He's a reindeer. Ta-da! Ta-da!
Yeah, Nami as a cat is perfect because she's like, fuck you, I do what I want.
Yeah. And I know what I want to do next. That's read chapter 178, Grand Line Level.
And we got Fifi balancing on a guardrail along these stairs by this river. And a sea monster seems to be trying to cut him as it's got a bow tie and a holding a rose in its mouth.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza eye, that's amore. Get it? Because it's amore eel.
Oh, God. Okay, my turn. And the wind blows as the sand in the little sand dial is starting to run out. Playtime is over, Straw Hat. I wasn't playing. Oh, yeah. Because of Crocodile's sand powers, Luffy couldn't get a real hit off him. Man, what am I supposed to do? It's impossible to hit this jerk. He just keeps turning into sand. I'm completely outclass you as a pirate. Desert Spider! That's a way to send is shooting its way towards Luffy.
And then he realizes, oh, that swipe was cracking rocks and it's headed towards him. Whoa! And as it splits the sand across like a mile radius.
Good move. If you'd met that head on, whoa wouldn't have been half of it. Or it would have been because you'd have been in half. Get it?
No, I added that. That did actually happen. But you can you imagine the four kids version would say that?
Oh wait, no,
they've actually already said worse. I distinctly remember this fight in the four kids version. I remember Crocodile said, "It's like when I'm through with you, you'll be nothing but desert doo doo." I know, it's so fucking bad. I will not tolerate anybody rehabilitating the four kids dub for any reason. What the blood does is split in two.
I've worked hard to develop my own devil fruit powers. I can use them to make any weapon I want. Unlike some fools who are satisfied with their powers as they are, I continually condition myself and improve my skills. I'll make you regret you ever tangled with me, Desert Girasol!
And, oh, the size of that one. That's
he created a crater with where
crater, he made, yeah.
A crater where he cut.
What? And, oh, it's starting to turn into a sand trap. As Luffy is frantically trying to run to the edge.
Oh, God, no, I'm sorry, I messed up. Like, when we get to this part, it's like, Luffy's like, I'm being sucked in like it's a giant toilet. It's like, yeah, that makes you desert doo-doo. fuck the Four Kids dub. I'm glad. I'm glad Four Kids Entertainment's dead.
My condolences, Sean.
I'm glad the Four Kids Entertainment's dead and buried. Mm-hmm. Like, Luffy's about to be.
It's sucking me in. Never heard of quicksand? It makes a convenient grave in the desert. The sand gets sucked down into underground water. It was easy for me to detect its location. No one has a chance against me in a desert battle. I'm not gonna be buried alive. And Luffy's getting more and more tired. You chuck-gum-gum bazooka! As he uses...
He launches him launches himself up.
Punching doesn't work!
Shit.
Bazooka! And then Luffy creates a little net with his fingers. If punching doesn't work, I'll snare you. Gum gum finger net. And no, that doesn't work either, because sand is malleable.
Don't you ever learn? It's futile.
Gum gum whip as he kicks him in half, but
same old, same old. Ah!
Crescent cut glass. And oh, Crocodile's arm just turns into a sand swipe and it hits Luffy's arm as he falls. My arm! My arm! Holy shit! His arm completely dehydrated. It's literally skin and bones. My arm! It's mummified! My arm's mummified! It's one of the properties of sand. It absorbs moisture in your arm. Once it's absorbed all your body's moisture, it'll be just another shriveled monument to my powers. That's the way of the desert. Why you? But then Luffy gets an idea. I've got it.
Then Luffy runs to his little water cup, and then I guess there must have been spinach in that water because he just reinflated his arm. Yeah! Ridiculous. No, it's not! This water! That dried up old man in Yuba worked all night to get it. Take this with you, Luffy! The old man told me, Yuba won't lose to the sand. Gum gum, you still want to fight? Munch munch, as he literally vores Crocodile. And he just keeps the sand in his mouth, but that doesn't work for a while. Crocodile is really pissed now. Enough of this nonsense! You. Good thing I got the hiccups from doing that line, because that actually works.
Die along with Yuba too.
Huh? It's been 3 minutes. That's why I told you in the beginning. Stop wasting my time. Sables. And oh, he just summons a... creates a big sand twister. The sand is just right. And back at Rain Base. There is a sandstorm, as all the locals at Rain Base knows. Take cover, we'll be buried by the sand. Wait, the sand is blowing towards the south. It's a mist. Captain Smoker, look! As Captain Smoker and his lieutenant look out. Vivi, what's the matter back on the sandcraft? There's a sandstorm headed for Rain Base.
It's him. I know it. And The rest of the Straw Hats realize that, it's Crocodile causing it.
Okay, Straw Hat, the prevailing winds in this area always blow from north to south. Now, if this sandstorm were to head south, growing stronger as it went, what would lie in this devastating path? To the south? Yuba.
Why? What are you doing? Stop it!
See, it's gradually going south. That dried up old man has nothing to do with this. You stop.
As Luffy tries to fight Crocodile, but he's being blown away by the sand, getting stronger.
Give up. You can't win. The sandstorm will keep gathering strength until it has cataclysmic power. You jerk. Yuba is doomed. Stop it right now. Stop. Crocodile just stabs Luffy with his hook. Oh my god. Who do you think you're ordering around? And Luffy's still impaled by his hook, and Crocodile hoists him up. Holy shit. You're a too big greenhorn. Straw Hat Luffy upstarts like you are a dime a dozen in the Grand Line.
And that's where that chapter ends.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So it looks like, based on this, Austin, I think you just witnessed Luffy's first loss. Because every fight up till now, Luffy has won. This is his first defeat.
Holy shit.
Yep. And then we have a little fan art corner, which thankfully has no cultural appropriation, I think. And we'll just move on from that.
Yeah, because it really breaks the mood.
Yeah, I never want to see Usopp's pirate gallery ever again. Not to be mean to the children that are submitting the cute little fan art. I just want to have a better opinion of Usopp than I do after that last one. All right.
Yeah.
So next, let's move on and see what our opinion is of Chapter 179, Showdown at Alubarna.
And Karu is riding a falcon.
Away from the Straw Hats. Karu, where are you going?
I guess that's one way he can fly.
Yeah, because he's like a spotted billed duck, which he can't fly. All right. Well,
okay. I think it's your turn.
And we're back on the crab mover as Straw Hats are discussing amongst each other. That's what I said to him. You bow-legged freak. Oh wait, that's Usopp. And that's what I said to him. You bow-legged freak. And then you see all the crabs in the world started to worry about not being bow-legged. Wow. So that's why that's why crab walk sideways. Stop that, Zoro. You're wasting your strength. Shut up. Oh, he's lifting the camel for weight training. And then there was also that one that jumped backwards. That was a shrimp. Oh, is this some kind of crab? Yep, that's right. Ignore those guys, Nami. You have to do something to ease the tension. They're incompetent, especially that muscle-bound fool who got clobbered by one of the seven warlords of the sea. You're trying to say something? Say it to my face. I'll say it. You're scared, Zoro. You think Luffy might lose. Me? Scared? No way, pretty brow boy. Huh? Why you? What? You watch your mouth, moss head. What? You want to stop it, you idiots? Everyone's on edge. As second in command, I gotta do something. Don't worry, guys. Luffy isn't gonna lose.
We made a promise to each other. We're all going to meet in Alubarna. You're more worried than the rest of us. Who does worry about the rebellion? Now, as he knocks the big forehead. Sorry about that, Vivi. It's all over the day you stick up for me. Okay, let's switch our thoughts to Alubarna. Let's go, Pincers! Pincers? That's a crab's name. Pincers, did you just say... Yuba, former rebel of base camp. As Yuba still thinks, see? Look at it all. Oh, and the sandstorm's coming in. It's filled the hole. Didn't I tell you, Luffy? This is a strong land, as he finally strikes water.
And the sandstorm is approaching Yuba again as Toro smiles.
Yuba is still alive.
For now, I guess. And then we get back to Crocodile still holding Luffy like he's a piece of meat on a hook.
Yuba will die. That sandstorm will destroy it. Then the rebels will grow even more enraged, and their misguided compassion will rip this kingdom apart. Same goes for you, Straw Hat. You might have lived longer if not for your foolish compassion.
water. Oh, it turns out he stabbed him through the bucket and then through the chest. And the water's dripping on him now.
You'll no longer feel any gratitude for this. What?
Nope. Luffy's still conscious. He grabs him. And all Luffy twists his wrists, and Crocodile feels it.
As Luffy coughs up blood, you're still alive? Huh. As he tosses Luffy aside. And he continues coughing up blood. You're in great pain now, but soon you won't feel anything. And Luffy grits his teeth as he's still coughing. Goodbye. As always, sinks. What a waste of time.
And then we go back to Smoker and Tashigi and Rainbase. You want me to go to Alabarna? Am I going after the Straw Hat Gang, or do you want me to assist the Royal Army?
Up to you.
What?
Decide for yourself what you want to do there.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
Just follow your own sense of justice. I'll take full responsibility, whatever happens.
Where are you going, Captain Smoker?
Something urgent came up. I'm heading out to sea. Make sure we're in communication at all times. Tashigi?
Yes, sir.
Pay close attention to what becomes of this country. Should it fall, or sure to survive? Whenever events like this occur, history is about to be made.
As he puts his glasses on and then drives away. Sergeant, what are your orders? Oh, right. We're after the pirate Straw Hat Luffy and his gang. I want all soldiers armed to the teeth. We're going to Alabarna. Yes, ma'am.
Meanwhile, the rebel forces led by Koza approach Alabarna. It's enough there on the steeds, horses, camels. Just you wait, Cobra. We will deliver Alabaster. We won't let you destroy it. And await them in Alabarna, Ochaka, and the Royal Army forces. Mount the cannon at the south gate. More cannonballs. Ochaka, the enemy is said to number well over 2 million. Soto, what do you think of this, His Majesty attacking Nanohana? I've survived His Majesty for more than 10 years. That's right. How can anyone believe it? Something bad has befallen His Majesty. That's why we had to win this battle. Don't let the enemy's numbers discourage you. For the sake of His Majesty and for Princess Fifi, we must defend this kingdom with our lives.
All civilians should evacuate the city. We cannot guarantee your safety if you remain. Well, let's get out of here. Looks like all hell's finally breaking loose. Hurry up and start fighting already. I'm bored. He may be a king, but I'm tired of babysitting. Tired. Oh, it's Miss Merry Christmas and Mr. Four, and they have King Cobra tied up behind them. Naturally, Sticky passed the palace guards to kidnap him was something only we could do. Why do we have to be stuck with him now? Anybody could do this. It's so boring, right, Mr. Four? Do you hear me? You always respond so slow.
Yeah.
My back hurts. My back.
Chaka, Koza, you must not fight. You are also this country. You must not destroy each other.
Those who lament war, those who fight, those who incite war, those who know the truth want to stop it. And we see panels of other sides preparing.
You may as well just finish off this whole line.
Their hopes are about to collide at Alabarna.
Finish off the chapter.
And, oh, Luffy has managed to survive and dig his way out. Me! That's the first thing he says after nearly avoiding death.
Yeah. And that's the end of the chapter.
Yep, it's another SBS corner, so you be the reader this time.
Doesn't Buggy bleed when he comes apart?
Don't say such creepy things. It'd be horrible if you sprayed blood every time.
No, it'd be hilarious. What are you talking about? I have a secret I'd like to tell Master Oda in a regular letter. Please, 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 please tell me your home address. See you.
Okay, let me see. My zip code is 202. Hey, if I told you that, everyone would be ding-dong ditching my house.
Can you tell me what Tashigi's age, height, and weight is?
Tashigi, you say? Well, Tashigi is 21. She's quite mature. She's on the tall side at 5'7". As for weight, she's a lady, so let's not go there.
Here's a question for you, Mr. Oda. When Ace ate the flame flamethrower, did he gain the power to turn his body into flames? Or did he gain the power to make flames shoot out of his body? Which is it?
The answer is the first one. But his most deadly move, the fire fist, makes his fine knuckles expand by increasing the temperature. So it's just like two.
The answer is yes. The question corner has begun, past tense.
That can't be. Oh, it has begun. Duh.
Oh, a doy. Just thinking back to the Kason and the Infinite Wealth. Oh, a doy. This episode's been going by really fast because we only have one chapter left to discuss in this episode. And that episode is, or that chapter is, Chapter 180, Alabasta Animal Lands.
And no, it's not getting all wet.
With some, well, she's doing like some like field work with like some raccoons.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a family manga, Austin. If you want to see that shit, you got to go places. But
okay, I think it's my turn.
Nope, it's mine.
Oh,
wait. Okay. No, you're right. Sorry.
And Luffy's head is sticking out as he flashes back to what Crocodile just said. I class you as a pirate. Yuba will die. As he keeps panting, and it starts to sink again. And but shadowy figure appears and. All these hands are digging them out. Oh.
And yep, looks like it was Miss Ol' Sunday, as we now know, her real name is Nico Robin.
Thank you.
Why do you fight as one of those whose name is D?
D?
Just who are you people? I guess it's a waste of time to ask as she sprouts a hand that throws the hat back to her.
Found you.
What have you done with Princess Fifi? Oh, so you've come too. Now that I know what your powers are, things will be different this time, and it's that shoulder she knocked out.
Pell.
Pell.
Pell, P-E-L.
Pell. Oh, sorry. Be careful, you're hurt worse than you think. But you're just in time. Why don't you help that kid, huh? He is, after all, the swashbuckling pirate who brought your precious princess home. And it's the... Well, the Acelligator, the second fastest animal in Alabasta. Yeah, and sure enough, that's Nico Robin's mode of transportation. Yes, your princess is alive. She's on her way to Alubarna, even as you speak. I don't know what will happen to her now, though, considering the situation. As she speaks off, if I'm no match for her, who can protect Princess Fifi? And Luffy just tugs on his robe as he screams, meat!
The final rebellion! Me!
Oh, I know that clearing of the throat anywhere!
Nanohana, so the final clash has begun. I saw their ship. Princess Vivi and those pirates must have made it here safely. I must hurry.
Oh, please shit, alive?
Please let me be in time. Yes, Egoram is alive!
Wow.
Time is running out as the rebels fastly approach Alabarna. Approximately 5 hours until... Or that might be the narrator. Approximately 5 hours until the rebel forces reach Alabarna. And, oh no, Toto is looking at the sandstorm that Crocodile made approaching Yuba.
Not to worry. Once the sandstorms end, the rain will return, like always.
Do your worst, you blasted sandstorm. You'll never defeat Yuba. And, oh, it's time to ravage that village.
And, yeah.
And back on the, crap. What? We can't cross a river on a crab? 4 hours to go. 2060, 2061. Crab moves are creatures of the desert. They hate water. But it's a crab! A crab! Do something! That river's as wide as the sea. It will take us the rest of the day to swim across. As he puts out the map to illustrate. And look, after the river, we'll have to cross miles and miles of desert. If this crab can't cross a river, what are we going to do once we... get to the other side. Run. Oh, we're not going to make it. Oh, that's a Sindoro River up ahead. Do something, Pinchers.
I've got it. Pinchers like dancing girls. And then Nami opens up her robe. Will this do? And he's looking as Pinchers turns his eyes around. And yep, he likes what he sees. Hey, he's picking up speed. Nami. Oh, these two are useless. It's the power of love. How is this going to help us, Chopper? Whoa, hey, this crab is amazing. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a miracle. He's running on water. Some miracle. And then he falls in the water. Some miracle.
There's no use complaining. Come on, Asta. In the river. Wait a minute. Isn't there a boat? How far is it to the opposite bank? About 30 miles. We can't swim that far. And no, a giant fish pops up. A rare Sindoran catfish. It's really a rare one to see. Who cares about that? Its favorite food is man. Tell us that first. Crap. Oh, someone just fucked in deck. The Kung Fu Chew Guns. Oh. Yeah, I'm so... John, all too familiar with these creatures.
Fuck you. They're saying they couldn't let what happened to our master, anything happened to our master's disciples. We're not Luffy's disciples. All the same, they're a godsend. With the help of Alabasta's wildlife, the crew managed to cross the Sandora River and resume their dash for Alabarna. Time remaining, 3 hours. Thank you, Orf, in the distance. We're making good progress. Will we be in time? It's going to be close. I'm not sure that even eyelashes can get there in time. Only two of us can ride him anyway, and we could still get ambushed by Baroque Works. Isn't there any way we can get there together? Wait, over there! What is it? Is the enemy? They're striking already? No, that's Karoo! And he brought the Supersonic Duck Squadron with him! Squadron Leader Karoo!
Hell of a name.
Supersonic Duck Squadron, Alabasta's Kingdom's swiftest unit, and look at them all.
I know. 1 hour before the class at Alubana's gate. And it's Koba are still tied up. The rest gate. Here's the situation. Where do we set up an ambush? The enemy is a band of pirates who have already eliminated 6 of our top agents. That's right, and Princess Fifi was once a Baroque citizen itself. Stop spinning, you schwa! No! But when it comes to deception, I'm second to no one! But Mr. One and I could get rid of them all at once. What do you say? What are you two? You can't be serious. What? We're the ones for the job, right, Mr. Fool? You're too slow. Oh, my back. We go first. Anyway, the most important thing is get rid of the princess, right? And no, it's another SBS corner.
As we end the chapter in today's episode, so let's wrap up with the SBS corner.
I'll be the reader this time. A friend of mine said to me, "You're a girl. Why are you reading Shonen Jump?" So I said, "Why shouldn't a girl read Shonen Jump? Is it against the law? I was a boy in my previous life. Probably."
I see. So you had an argument over that, did you, Miss West? Well, don't you worry. It's okay. You see, Shonen Jump is a boys magazine whose readership is 30% girls. It's true. 3 out of every 10 Jump readers are girls, and it's a similar percentage for One Piece readers. So think of it as having about 12 million comrades, according to my rough calculations, throughout Japan. As long as I understand a boy's fiery spirit, boys, girls, old guys, and old ladies are all welcome, darn it.
Oda Sensei, there was a music question on my final exam the other day. As I worked through the questions, Bach's name suddenly appeared. Bach was a Baroque composer. Could it be that Ikaram, who looks like Bach, and the Baroque school inspired Baroque works? That's it, isn't it?
That's right, but this is extremely difficult to explain. Baroque is a style of art, literature, and music that became popular in Europe during about the 17th century. This is just my own interpretation, but the Baroque style was unnecessarily ostentatious and excessively ornamental. That's why Baroque works is made up of such a flamboyant characters, and that's his rough sketch of Bach.
Oh.
And now you can understand the pun in the Beauty and the Beast where Cogsworth says, "If it ain't Baroque, don't fix it."
Okay.
And that
so
is
that's the end of this episode.
So
holy
Austin,
crap.
how was today's episode so far? How are these next?
I was on my edge. Like, I was not expecting Luffy to be fucking impaled. Like, oh my god.
But yeah, he's had a mean streak of victory so far, but eventually they had to catch up with him, especially since he's going up against the 7 Warlords of the Sea. But yeah, this was probably our most action-packed chapter yet. And we still have yet more to come. We have like 9 more episodes left to go before we're done with the Alabasta arc. So until then, thank you guys again so much for watching or listening wherever you do this. Until next time, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
Yeah, I'm Jack Peanut.
And we'll catch you guys next time for episode 41, where we'll be covering chapters 181 to 185. And remember, when binging the Devil's Fruit, make sure you do so carefully and quickly. Wait, carefully and quickly. I've messed up my own bits over. Good night.
Don't sketch in on it. Good night.
They got sand in the Devil Fruit.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.